August 1st, 2005, item number 70. Today's guest is Andrew from the Exit 50 podcast.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 podcast. Before we get into the interview with Andrew, a couple quick news and notes. First, for all of you that went to the test results page I mentioned in the last podcast and then sent me congratulations and well wishes, I'd like to thank you. For those of you that didn't and not sure what's going on, I had a picture of my wife's clear blue Easy where it said pregnant. So, yep, my little swimmers did their job, made it to the egg, and split it. Again, thank you to everyone that sent in the congrats and the well wishes. I really appreciate it. And so does my wife, Karen. For those of you that have tech tips or promos you'd like to send in, please send them in to podcast411@gmail.com. Again, podcast411@gmail.com for your promos and tech tips. Since today's interview is a little longer, I'm just going to do a quick intro and we'll get right into the interview. The Exit 50 podcast is a audio blog type podcast with a little bit of a conservative slant, so it's one of the fewer podcasts out there that's conservative and not a godcast. It's a good podcast. For those of you that heard the song from Fourth Quarter, it was premiered on that podcast, the Exit 50 podcast. We're going to go ahead right now and get into the interview with Andrew from Exit 50. Here we go. Well, Andrew, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
Now, typical first question. What was your first computer?
I know. I've been thinking about this question all day. Technically, it was my little calculator, the TI-30, I think it was. And then you take and you turn it upside, you press shell and hell, and you turn it upside down. I was never really... And then I guess I purloined a Commodore 64, and I didn't know how to program it, so it went in the trash. Or just like, I played Pong. I was never really into computers until I got one, like a 286. And that was in like 1990, 1989.
For podcasts, what was the first podcast you listened to?
Good question. Probably Dawn and Drew, because it was on NPR. And then obviously then I found the Adam Curry Show. I enjoyed that. It was all kind of new at first. And then I don't even remember. And then I think maybe the Catholic Insider was after that.
What podcasts are you listening to right now on a regular basis?
I listen to the Small World podcast, Joe Bazooka. Bazooka Joe.
I like Joe.
We're kind of on the same track with the music, and he's got a great story. I listen to Verge of the Fringe. I like Lance Anderson. He's a good guy. I like people that I can listen to. I've listened to Coverville. It's probably a little bit. And I like Triple J Hack out of Australia. It's not really a podcast, but it's Australian youth radio. And for some stupid reason, I listen to Australian radio like I'm from Australia or something. And I listened to it yesterday walking down the beach, and they were talking about the young liberals and, you know, what they're going to be like in power in 10 years. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. Why am I listening to this? Just because it's podcasting. I listened to Open Source Sex, which is Violet Blue out of San Francisco.
I've seen that listed. Is it any good?
Yes, she's good. She's smart. She puts in all these crazy people that are smart, and they just talk about sex in a very methodical, clinical way, but they review porn. It's kind of interesting. It's good stuff. It was what podcasting was made for. She seems pretty cool. What else do I listen to? Oh, Dan Klass's new 80s music, old wave radio. He hasn't done a show in a while where he plays these old records. Well, they're not old. They're new, but they sound like they're from the 80s. It's really trippy. Like bands that are out right now. So he does like a little record roundup.
I have to tell my wife. My wife is stuck in the 80s music-wise.
Oh, it's like you listen to the 80s music, and then all of a sudden, like if you hear an 80s song, you're like, oh, crappy, that reminds me of my old girlfriend. Well, you listen to this, and it like it totally washes your brain. Because it's like, oh, I haven't heard this before, but it does sound like 80s music. So you sound like you're living the 80s all over again. But they're brand new bands, and I thought that was kind of cool. I listened to Hawaii Up out in California, Hawaii. Okay, I went out to Hawaii on a trip. Okay. They were cool. I like to travel a lot, and he's a good guy. It makes me feel like I live in Hawaii. Look where I used to live.
Let's talk a little bit about your podcast then.
Okay.
Let's explain to my listeners what the format is, what they should expect to hear, what they will hear when they listen in.
Honesty. Honesty, and, you know, you might learn something. It's not any real format. This is what I do. I'm a stockbroker / bond guy. I like to work out at the gym. I like all kinds of music. I like to eat food. I like to meet people like Forrest Gump, and I just get around. I travel a lot, and I like to share these stories and experiences with people, and it's just me and my yellow watch. My yellow watch goes with me. We go for trips, and I take my equipment out, and I just pop the microphone in front of people, and I try and keep it real. current events. It's just anything will go. It takes on any direction. It's hard to say it's one thing or another, but I try and keep it very real and try and keep it honest and balanced. I'm mostly conservative bent. I try and call it like it is, like my Condoleezza Rice show. My show's a little bit of everything. Whatever I think is pertinent at the time that I'm passionate or interested in. And one of them was the Condoleezza Rice. She's a concert pianist. She played at the Kennedy Center, and she was playing for a girl that had pulmonary heart problems. It's a relatively obscure disease. She was trying to bring light to it. The person that she was doing it for was the granddaughter of Tom Santos, who was a San Francisco Democrat congressperson. I just said, okay, love the story, looks good. Now, first question, why was she doing it for a Democrat? Two, what was the songs that were played? I want to know what she played that day, because I could use the music in my show. And, basically, why didn't they put a link to the Pulmonary Heart Foundation? So those are the three things. So that got me started on a show for her, and that's where I got the idea. And I found a playlist. I called it up. I linked it. And I also found out that Tom Santos was an underground, anti-Nazi fighter in World War II. And I guess that's why him and Condi get along, and she hooked him up and played the concert, and it was just a great way to add something to the story. I like people to listen and learn and, find out something new. Whether you agree with me or not, you can walk away with a little bit of useless information, a little brain dump. That's what I do. That's my show.
I know you had Kadana on.
Yes, my good friend Kadana.
She's your workout buddy?
Yes, I do work out with her. Okay. She's a good girl, and she's totally into Madonna. So we call her Kadana, and I'm trying to include her more in the show because she's such a great character and she's a good person, except it doesn't always line up, and she's also a freak for Lacey Peterson case.
I know. I heard that one show. But it sounds like you're a freak for murder sites also.
Yes, I have. I've been to Columbine. I've been to Waco. I've been to where Princess Diana died, Tiananmen Square. I mean, if something cool happened there, I'll go.
I've been to Tiananmen Square. I actually had a friend who was in – I used to work with – who is actually one of the students in the Tiananmen Square uprising.
Brave characters. It's too early to even write what was done there. And it's not over yet.
A lot more people died than they said.
Absolutely. Like in Thailand. That happened one year, too. Killed a lot of students. One of those things we'll never know. I would do more shows about China, but then I'd become like Exit Mao. And I thought about doing a whole Chinese thing. If I could find the right Chinese person, I would totally franchise Exit 50 into a, not an anti-Chinese, but a Chinese information offshore pirate radio thing. That's what that's my real passion. If you're Chinese and you're out there and you're listening and you live in Dallas, I got a ton of ideas. And I know exactly how to market that stuff. People in China are listening to my show, unedited. That's dangerous.
Well, there's a lot of people in China know English. I mean,
absolutely. And they want to learn it.
Right. And if you're in business in China, you want to get ahead in business in China, you have to know English.
Hey, do this. Log in on Skype, put in English at late at night, and see how many Chinese people come up. Hello. Do they like to speak English? They were like that in Shanghai when I went there. Mm-hmm. They were all in that People's Park. They all want to learn English, which is good.
Yeah, I went to China. I was in China 5 times last year, so I really got to know the
people. What were you doing?
Selling electronic components.
Oh, then you totally know. You totally get China. You totally understand.
Yeah, I know it very well. I mean, I was 6 or 7 different cities. One trip I did a 5-city tour. I was
a Sinophile. I got some great China stories. I lived in Hong Kong for like a year.
Chinese culture is definitely, business ethics are definitely a little different than what you're used to in the Western.
But once they like you, you're in like Flynn.
Oh, yeah. And it is really about relationships and what's on your business card. they love to collect business cards that say VP or president or CEO.
Yep.
So if you got a good title on your business card, it really goes well.
Yeah. I got a new one for podcasting. I'm gonna start collecting mic flags on eBay. I saw one on there for MTV News.
Oh. So you can put that on your microphone.
I'm gonna get CNN ones. These cameramen are ripping them off. They're putting them on eBay. They're relatively cheap. So I'm gonna start using them as my podcast.
That's
why
a good
not?
Idea. That's
dupe
a good
the
idea.
Media for sure.
One of your shows, actually became a string of shows. Sergeant Saunders.
Yes.
How did you hook up with Sergeant Saunders?
Saw him in the Quick magazine. Those little rags, and I took it in the sauna bath at the gym one day. I read it, liked it. Did a Google, not a Google, but a Technorock, I forget, was it Technorati or one of those Ice Rocket type blog searches? And I came up with the free press release that he did. It had his cell phone number, and I called him. We've been talking, and I invested in the project just recently. I was down in Fort Hood, and I really like them. I like their message. I like their album. I think it's great.
Now,
I think it's something everybody needs to hear.
Now, I heard the song on Adam Curry played it.
Yes, holding my breath.
Now, were you the one that forwarded that to Adam Curry?
Yes, I did, and he immediately got back to me, and he saw the quality of it and the message of it, and he immediately played it the next day. And big props. Thanks, Adam.
You were mentioning on one of those shows about Def Jam, and somebody was complaining about Def Jam. Have they been signed to a label yet?
Fourth Quarter has not been signed to a label. They're very adamant about not really taking the deals, and I've kind of, since I've been doing part-time rap promotion, and people have talked to me, record producers and, you know, types in the business, they come up to you and it's the same old song and dance. It's usually underlings that go around trying to get people to find the talent to bring them to somebody else, and they're a bunch of wankers and they can't really deliver what they promise, and he does not want to do that, and he's bent on going from the ground up from Fort Hood in the Killeen area and getting his message out that way. Grassroots.
Oh, the interview with Wigs.com. I got to ask you this. Are you single?
Yes.
Did you start dating her?
No. She's cool, though.
I was like thinking, man, I think he's single based on from your other shows. And here he is talking to this chick who's supposedly hot and has a $6.3 million sales revenue. Man, he should be all over this.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't want to do it. You don't want to give it off so much. Like, you don't want to make it sound like that's your thing. Yeah, she's hot, though. She's definitely hot. And there was
So she calls you up next week to go out? You'd go out with her?
She has called me up, and she does email me, and she's watching from afar. She's one of those voyeurs that are looking in, and she's cute. I really like her. She's a, you know, but I'm busy. I'm a busy executive also. Not as busy as her, though.
Yeah, well, it sounded like you're both.
Do you like that picture, though? I look like Adam Curry in there.
Yeah, that was a great picture. Star. Yeah. And you got to keep the wig, it sounded like?
I got to keep the Raquel West wig, so I can go out as Adam Curry now. I can, like, if Adam Curry needs, like, I can do Adam Curry impersonations.
Well, you
like,
got to share. If you get that MTV mic.
Yeah. When I get the mic flag, I can do an MTV impersonation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can say I'm Adam Curry. You know, that's a great idea. I didn't even think about that.
You are one of the few, I guess it would be, conservative podcasts that aren't Godcasts. Have you found any others like yourself?
Yeah, there's one of the guys that produces my show, Mike Gould over at Podshack.com. His wife is had a Republican blog. Her name's Shelley the Republican. I said, you know, you find a Republican, somebody ought to do this. And then I called her up. I said, isn't your husband like an unemployed former radio producer? And she's like, yeah. I said, you know, podcasting's perfect for you. And her husband have gone full boat, and she writes all her own stuff and talks smack, and I have her link to my site. And she's actually pretty good. Pretty far out there, right-wise, which is good. It's a great show. I listen to it, and I haven't found anybody else that's really... I get comments from people saying, right on, I like what you were saying, but they're not going to... I know the political stuff really hasn't come yet, but it's coming. I can see that coming in podcasting.
Coming up in the future on your show, what can people look forward to?
I have a couple things. I'm in Avalon, New Jersey right now. I do have some ideas as far as content goes, you know, for sounds and music and stuff like that. But I'm also going to be working with a company in San Francisco, a financial company, to help launch their podcast initiative to create for financial people to put their podcast online. And they're an established business already, so they already have 10Ks, 10Qs. For those of you that don't know what they are, there's those boring conference calls that usually come at 3 when the market closes, or 4 if you're on the East Coast, and you log in, you listen, 1-800 number, they go through the safe harbor agreement saying that anything you hear forward to Jenny, you know, so they don't get sued. Then they have some boring CFO that goes through the, you know, the whole thing. That could take 25, 30, maybe half hour, you know, who knows. And then at the end, they have the question and answer with the analysts. Well, with this, these aren't shows, but this content's already out there. So you're going to be able to download this content as like a financial analyst, a broker, whoever else you are, and then you'll be able to fast forward through all that crap, get to the question and answer session, and then there'll be original content too. Because for every Jim Cramer out there, there's 50 that can either talk like him or better. They're going to want to have their voices heard. Hedge funds are going to want to put their stuff online. So I'll be traveling out to San Francisco, and I'll be talking with the company, and then probably back to Philly, and then talking to different money managers, and, you know, basically they're going to be able to follow my travails through my podcast and their podcast. So we're taking it in a good direction.
Now, when will this be launching?
As soon as possible, like in the middle of July, probably by the time the show comes on. I mean, that's what I would imagine. It's happening every day, and it's already a publicly traded company, so they've got that out of the way, and they've been established for, I don't know, 5 years.
Well, so,
good stuff. I love it. Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Gonna get a real job, man. Gonna get a real podcasting job.
Where can people locate your podcast?
Exit50.com. EXIT50.com.
It was funny when I heard the name Exit 50. I just assumed that you were somewhere in New Jersey the whole time, and then to see that you were in Dallas kind of surprised me, because anytime someone talks about exit something, they're always from New Jersey. I mean,
yep.
People in New Jersey don't say where they live; they say what exit they live near.
You from Jersey? I'm from Jersey. What exit? Exit 50.
Yeah,
50's Hawaii. I lived in Hawaii, like I said, and you know that's what it stands for. But I'm all over the place. Exit 50's everything. It's everywhere.
When you're doing your interviews, what equipment are you using?
I'm using a Marantz Professional, records right to MP3, best investment that I ever got. I have two microphones. I have a Shure Beta 57A. I got two of those. I use that. I record right on the MP3. I take the chip out. I put it in my computer, and I go online that way. And if I'm mixing it with music, I run that in my iPod through a mixer, and I do everything live in one take. I don't edit. I don't know how. I don't know how you edit stuff. It's just
GarageBand. Very easy.
I tried. I don't know how to do it. I'm not smart enough. Once I start fixing things, I'm going to want to change them. So I just put it in my mind. I got to get this done. I got to do it in one take. And I just do it. I do it on the fly, and then I can get more content up. I'm a content guy. I don't know computers that well.
Now, you were mentioning earlier that that's the Marantz 670, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It's nice equipment. Professional. Very expensive.
I had been looking to get the Marantz or the Eterol early on, and I couldn't find any. They weren't – nobody had them. I mean, I was looking in March, or it was early May, and I looked everywhere online, and people like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, nobody had any in stock. So I wound up just buying the iRiver to tide me over, and that's what I'm recording on right now. But I want to start going out and be able to do interviews out in the field, and I love the fact the Marantz has two XLR jacks.
And I tell you, when you bust out a Marantz and you bust out two professional microphones, people start to take notice. Mm-hmm. They want to know where you're from. The level of seriousness goes up about tenfold.
No.
It really makes a big difference when you're interviewing somebody. And plus, the sound comes out really good.
Now, this might be a crazy question, but when you're interviewing them, do you have them hold the mic, or do you have a mic stand for them a little to sit on the table? Or?
I give them a mic, or I usually hold two mics. I put one in my hand and one in theirs.
One last question. What advice would you like to give to people that are doing interviews, since you're doing a lot of these interviews out there on the mobile? What would you suggest to someone who's looking at doing an interview?
I would say this. Enjoy what you're doing. Enjoy the people that you're talking to. Get out there. Do it. The more you do, the better you get at it. Yes, it's hard as hell to go to someone like, can you interview? You know, and then you get scared. The more you do this, the more fun you'll have. I think that when you bring people in to your podcast, when you go out there and you stick them up, you say, hey, you can go now to Exit 50 and listen to this. They'll like you, and you'll get lots of friends. Don't be scared. Talk to them like you were having a conversation. Don't worry about what you're going to say. It's easy to say don't stutter, but just be yourself and have fun with it. Do it in a setting that's not so like, okay, you sit here, I sit there. Do it in a restaurant. Think outside the box. Think of something where you can go into another. Like, I'll start in a restaurant and talk about something else, and then next thing you know, you're into the interview. And it's all good. It's all fun. And, you know, everybody's got, like, something to say, and they say it. And I'd say just go out there and do it and have fun. Fun, 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 fun.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. If you're not having fun podcasting,
don't do it.
Go back to blogging. Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Andrew from the Exit 50 podcast. Please check out his podcast at exit50.com. Andrew, thanks again for coming on the show. It was really a pleasure speaking with you. At the end of today's podcast, we're going to be playing a promo from Rhyme or Reason podcast, so please stick around and listen to that. And it's the first of the month, so that means time for the obligatory begging and whoring for votes. So if you made it this far into the podcast, it probably means you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed the work that I put into this, 5 to 10 hours per show, please take a minute or two of your time to go over and vote for us. You can go to podcast401.com. There's a link button right on the front page, and that'll take you over there and do everything you need to do. If you have a podcast and you want to do a vote exchange, send me an email at rob@podcast401.com. Vote for me, I'll vote for you. How's that sound? That's pretty fair. And for everyone who voted for us last month for the podcast awards, I'd like to say a special thank you. I really appreciate that. I have no idea how it's going to turn out. We'll find out in November. That's going to do it for us today. As always, I'm your host, Rob, reminding you to listen different with Podcast 411. This is an interview.
introduction to poetry. This is an introduction to poetry. This is an introduction to poetry. This is an introduction to poetry.
Can I get some of that shit? Girl, you on my queen
shit? We can do this together shit? Bump that shit. I'm just asking for a little respect.
Rhyme or Reason.
Rhyme or Reason is a monthly online poetry show hosted by the poets Poetic Sunshine and IQ. We have been broadcasting live shows since December 2004. We feature some of the most talented artists that the internet and offline world have to offer. Each month, a selected artist is introduced and highlighted as a featured guest. Rhyme or Reason shows are aired live every month on Cafe de Soul Radio. We are also rebroadcast on Vocalize Inc. Radio and OKRP Radio. We are always looking for great talent, be it poets, singers, writers, or hip-hop artists. If that's you, holler at us, www.rhymeorreasononline.net. We're live every month. Join us.